You're listening to Christian Audio's production of The Sacrament of Happy, What a Smiling God Brings to a Wounded World, written and read by Lisa Harper. This audio recording was produced in 2017 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This edition issued by contractual arrangement with B&H Publishing Group. Originally published in English as The Sacrament of Happy. Copyright 2017 by Lisa Harper. All rights reserved. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. To my daughter, Melissa Price Harper, who, other than my salvation, is the greatest gift God has lavished me with, and whose happy giggle makes my whole world go round. The general definition of sacrament is a visible sign of inward grace, which in communities of faith most often refers to Holy Communion or the Eucharist. However, in the broadest understanding, a sacrament is a gift bestowed by God, and in that case, happiness is absolutely a sacrament, a visible, sometimes even audible, sign of inward grace. Chapter 1. Is happy even holy? Every man, whatsoever his condition, desires to be happy. St. Augustine. A few years ago, one of my dear friends, Sheila Walsh, and I were invited to walk the red carpet for the premiere of another friend's movie. But don't picture a typical red carpet premiere seen on television or in magazines. Imagine more of a burgundy, indoor-outdoor polypropylene floor covering kind of event, taking place at a multiplex in the suburbs next to several fast food restaurants. Suffice it to say, we were tickled before we even got there. Sheila's husband, Barry, chauffeured us to the event since we weren't sure we could walk, much less drive, in our snug, fancy dresses. We parked at the edge of the lot so we'd have privacy to make any necessary hair and makeup adjustments before facing the swelling crowd of 8 or 9 people who'd gathered to meet us. While the place he parked was private, it was, unbeknownst to us, also next to a grassy median that was soggy from recent rain. Therefore, when Sheila lifted her gold silk skirt and stepped gracefully out of the car onto the adjacent turf, her 4-inch heels were immediately sucked into the mud, rendering her flailing and stuck like a stork in quicksand. I sprang into action, heroically yelling for her to hang on while I attempted to squeeze myself out of the back seat of Barry's claustrophobic 2-door sports car that was obviously designed by sadists. 2 broken fingernails and 1 snagged sleeve later, I finally emerged to render her aid. But as soon as I grabbed Sheila's arm to pull her to dry land, the heels of my shoes pierced through the muck, effectively pinning me in place too. We grabbed each other frantically like 2 sailors who realize their ship is going down fast and they've missed the opportunity to jump overboard. As we toppled over in an ungainly heap, I really had no option but to fall squarely on top of my more petite pal. After much futile slipping and sliding, we began laughing hysterically and momentarily lost the ability to stand, even had we been able to find some leverage. At which point, from somewhere underneath me, Sheila squeaked, "Help me! I'm peeing and I can't stop!" Sheila and I were together at a conference recently and got to regale some new friends at dinner afterward with the silly story of our pee-tastrophe, which lit the fuse for others to tell their most embarrassing stories. After much communal hilarity, the woman sitting next to me leaned back into her chair and said with a sigh, "Wow. Those were happy times, weren't they?" As everyone around the table smiled and nostalgically agreed, I found myself thinking, why do we tend to speak of happy in the past or future tense, like, those were happy times, or won't we be happy when? As if happy were some fleeting, ephemeral state that we can only reminisce about or pine for. I then found myself pondering the concept of happiness further. Since the Bible says every good gift is from God and happy is good, I wonder if happy is actually a gift from God, a sacrament of sorts. And if that's the case, we could actually